This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Good afternoon, Malcolm Campbell.
Which microphone? There isn't one near me.
It's this one. You hello. Am I on?
You're on.
I'm on air. Thank you. I was just like, oh. I was just tidying my wallet.
You were tidying your wallet.
Yeah,
how are you?
No, it was, you know, I decanted
all these
from
moths just fell out.
I decanted from the big wallet to the small wallet for Pride March yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Because I went to the dance party afterwards and you can't have a big wallet.
No.
So I had a little wallet which I stuffed down the front of my shorts.
Is that your little party wallet?
Well, I made it, yes.
Oh, wow. I used to have a little party wallet when I used to go to dance parties.
Yeah.
But those days are long over. How do you get a good night's sleep? We were talking about the podcast just before.
Oh, well, I have three reasons, and it may be too hot for air, but one is after having sex.
Right.
You feel much more relaxed.
Oh, and so you always fall asleep. Afterwards.
Yeah. Also, if you've had a few to drink.
Right, okay.
And a sleeping pill.
And we encourage responsible drinking here at Joy Drive.
We do, and have a sleeping pill. So if you have all three, you're totally knocked out.
Well, only the probably the activity one works for me.
Yeah, well, I'm not a good sleeper. So if someone can, you know, find me the solution, please tell me.
I'm not sleeping well at the moment, and the reason is because my puppy dog is 17 and he has little accidents in the middle, and I'm half listening for him to get up
and
out
concerned.
Of bed.
You're a concerned parent.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Malcolm.
Yes.
Are we going to talk about sport?
Oh, okay.
Is there anything else we need
if
to discuss?
If we have to. What about Pride March? Were you there yesterday?
No, I wasn't there.
Oh, I was.
This person doesn't go out in hot heat. I stay inside with the air conditioner on.
Well, I was there and I was meant to meet people, but they didn't turn up. You know who you are. And then I found other people and I was standing right in front of the Pride Centre.
Oh.
And I didn't realise it, but there was a camera. And so people were texting me saying, "You're on TV." And I didn't even realise it, but there was a camera fixed to the Pride Centre filming the parade as it came down.
Fixed on you.
Yeah, and me and my friends across the road. So hopefully they didn't pick their nose.
Did you?
No, I hope not.
I didn't watch the, was it on TV?
Yeah, there was a live stream of it.
Oh,
Joy was broadcasting and there was a live stream. And my friend, he was in the Motor Friends and driving. And so, of course, he had to drive home with the car. And then he said he was watching and he was texting me, "You're on TV." I'm like, "What?" And then I worked it out that the camera, a fixed camera, was filming the parade that came down. But me and my friends were in the background.
Oh, and then you started smiling and staring at the camera.
Waving at the camera.
Malcolm, I love it. Let's get into sport because that's what you're here for.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sure. So the first one we're going to talk about springboard diving. Diving's something that I've never done.
Well, I have.
Have you?
Yes. Australia won a gold, I think, in 96 or something like that, or 2000. No, it was 2004. That's right. They won... did well.
Mm.
And so me and a friend, Tony, hi Tony if you're listening, we did diving at MSAC as part of a learn to dive course.
Oh, really?
Yeah, run by Dean Murphy.
Oh, yes, he's the diver.
Yes, he was the teacher. And Tony and I, Tony's older than me, by the way, probably about 10 years, and we were the oldest by far. So it made Tony much older. And, you know, we were nervous. We were, you know, very young people doing it, you know, early 20s and stuff. And we were like 40 or whatever, 50 or whatever.
And you're like me, you're sort of built like a barge.
Yeah, and I wasn't then, but I'm not very flexible. But I learned to do 1.5 somersaults.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but then I hit my head on the board, so I lost confidence and I gave up.
Okay, well, and I understand that I would too.
Yeah. Very Greg Louganis, 92 Olympics in Barcelona. All right, now diving. Well, the World Aquatic Championships are on in Qatar at the moment, in Doha, and Australia has a new world champion, Alicia Colloy. She won the 1 meter springboard, and she said, "I only went in it for practice for the 3 meter springboard." So that's her favourite, and she won. She shocked the world. So well done, Alicia.
Yep, congratulations.
And she only took up diving because she had a younger sister who was into diving, and she only did it because her sister did it. But the younger sister, and now she's the world champ. Well done. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Great news. Cricket.
Cricket. Well, the cricket's been on still, and the men have been playing West Indies.
It's still going. Is it the same match?
No. They've been playing one day. day matches. And so Aussies are 2-0 up. Sean Abbott, just in the recent game for Australia, he top scored with 60-something runs and then got 3 or 4 wickets. So obviously he was man of the match. Mm. And then the women have been playing South Africa and they've been beating them. So that's all good. Now, I did say we'll be talking about the Netball Nations Cup.
Yes.
From last week, Australia did beat England. They won.
Oh, fantastic.
I know.
England would be upset.
They would. The Roses. Now, do you remember what the name of the Australian netball team's called?
The Thorns.
No, it was a jewellery.
Oh,
Come on.
Diamonds.
Yes, good boy. Well done. I'll test you next week.
Now, next week might not be a good week because it'll be after the cruise.
Oh, we'll be talking about the cruise on that cruise. We won't talk sport. We'll just talk cruise.
Well, you can drop by on Sunday at Victoria's Pride.
Yeah, I will. I'll talk to you there, on or off air.
Off air.
Well, we know what you're going to get up to. Now, tennis.
Yes.
Now, you remember the kerfuffle before the Australian Open, that Australia's top-ranked woman, Irina Rodionova, she didn't get an invite to the Australian Open as a wild card.
Oh.
I know. They were giving it to younger players. She's 34.
Is that why? Because of her age?
Oh, and possibly politics.
Okay.
I thought it was because of her age, but politics. But guess what?
What?
She has now set a record. She got to the quarterfinals in Thailand last week, and she's now entered the top 100.
Fantastic. And
the oldest person to ever go into the top 100.
Oh, I really like Irina. I'm going to follow her.
I know. Irina. Well done. Aussie Irina. They have played some other tournaments last week, but we just want to talk about Irina this week.
Yeah, good on Irina. She stuck the finger up.
Oh, okay, if you want to say that.
She did.
Yeah.
Pick me next time.
Right. Oh, you're a bit rude. Now, big news in Formula One. I don't normally talk about non-race events, but Lewis Hamilton, do you know who he is?
Oh, yes.
Oh, tell me more. How do you know who he is?
I just know who he is because he does Formula One.
Yes, that's right. So he has moved from his team at Mercedes to Ferrari in the biggest deal in Grand Prix history, F1 history. So he's going to Ferrari. But Ferrari's cars aren't as good. Just because there's a good driver in the car doesn't mean they're going to win.
Right.
So their cars need to improve if they're going to beat Red Bull.
So is it more the car or is it more the driver?
It's actually more the car. You can put the world champion in a bomby car and he's not going to win. So it's really more the car. Now,
we're talking about fine differences here.
We are, seconds. And Max Verstappen, the world champion, he keeps winning and winning because he's in a better car.
They'll have to change that. Well, let's go for Lewis. Let's move to the Asian Cup soccer.
Well, the Socceroos have been in the news. And unfortunately, they lost their quarterfinal to South Korea.
Oh.
I know, it's very sad because they were doing well and they beat in South Korea last time. And they were actually leading, but the South Koreans came home and beat them 2-1. I'm just going to check who else is in the semis whilst you talk about something.
Okay, what I'm going to ask you is at the end of this segment, I ask you for a song.
Yes, you
and,
will.
And you've come up with your wedding playlist.
Oh, yes, we have.
Which I'm looking forward to. But anyway, we'll get to that.
We will. Now, I found the semis. So South Korea will be playing Jordan in the semifinals of the Asian Cup, and Iran will be playing Qatar.
Ah.
Very interesting. They put a lot of money into Qatar football, so it'll be interesting if they win the whole thing. Okay, now, what else? We are also...
Hey, one more soccer?
Yeah, A-League. We're staying on soccer. Yeah, A-League. So in A-League women's over the weekend, Canberra United beat Melbourne City 3-1. Newcastle beat Wellington, New Zealand 3-2. Sydney beat Perth Glory 3-1. Brisbane lost 1 to Melbourne Victory 2. And then Adelaide United beat Western Sydney 2-1. And West United from Melbourne beat the Central Coast by 2-1. And, of course, we had A-League men's as well. And MacArthur from Western Sydney beat the Western Sydney Wanderers 4-3. Central Coast Mariners upset Adelaide United 4-0. Newcastle and Melbourne Victory 1-1 draw. Western United from Melbourne and Sydney 2-2 draw. And Perth Glory came from behind to win over Melbourne City 4-2. So there you go. One more match to be played tomorrow, Wellington, New Zealand versus Central Coast Mariners.
Anything big coming up this week that we need to look out for in sport?
Oh, I didn't look ahead.
Okay.
I only looked behind. So we'll have to work that out.
Okay.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.